Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. On January 7th, 2022, according to Tempo.co, the Indonesian Health Ministry responded to a massive data leak of medical records. Hackers claim to have stolen 720 gigabytes of personal medical information from multiple hospitals that include names, x-ray scans, and COVID-19 test results. It was put up for sale on the dark web. Steve, what's your take?
Paul, it's all about the money. When you look at these hacks today, 720 gigabytes of data being stolen on the dark web, it's not about breaking into a network. It's about what can I do with this stolen information? How can I monetize it? And healthcare records are very valuable. Some sources say that they're worth as much as 3, 4, 5 times that of information from other organizations. So they hacked in and they got as much data as they possibly could. They went out on the dark web, they sold it, and they made money selling it.
Now, 720 gigabytes of info, maybe give us some context. Does that tell us anything about the breach itself?
Not necessarily, because the size, the number of gigabytes, doesn't necessarily correspond to the amount of money. As I said, medical records are worth substantially more than other records. And then it comes down to, well, how many names were in the database? How big is that health system? I'm not overly or underly impressed by the number of records, frankly. What it comes down to is they got in and they took everything.
Right. It's the quality of the data.
Yes.
Now, okay, they put it up for sale on the dark web. Is there always going to be a buyer for stuff like this? We're talking about the value of medical records here.
Absolutely. You know, this is like Craigslist for stolen data. People are out there. It is an ecosystem. It is a very large ecosystem. And buyers and sellers are out there all day long trying to monetize the stolen data, unfortunately.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for joining and giving us your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all our daily news, go to cybercrimewire.com.